All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. We got a great show lined up, so why don't we get to it? It's time for the carry out. Of course, do this every night. It's where I read the news, so you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. WikiLeaks dumped the biggest set of classified documents in its history today, all from the CIA. The takeaway? Guess what? The CIA is using your technology against you. They can use your phone, your car, your TV, probably your fridge, toaster and flat iron, toilet and toilet paper to spy on you, anything. The revelation would be a much bigger deal if we didn't already know that. I mean, there's a big part of the American population that's just in the screw it zone. You know what I mean? We know you can look. We have no shame. Go at it. It's all yours, cowboy. How else would we be able to deal with the crushing truth that we're constantly being surveillanced? I mean, we just go with it. Far out, dude. Far out. The Republican House plan to replace the Affordable Care Act has run into some in-party disapproval. Conservatives in the party are like repeal and replace, more like repeal and reheat. The same dish we had yesterday. Am I right? High fives? They just don't like it. They want health care completely out of the hands of government. No more entitlement programs. They argue that this just creates a new entitlement that the country cannot afford. Because of the party friction, it's questionable whether or not they have the votes to pass it out of the House, through the Senate, and possibly back to the House. Dems across the board are unified in opposing the new health care plan. President Trump said he backs the plan, and it needs to get done quickly, in part because that's what every Republican ran on to get elected. Oh, joy. Tomorrow's being dubbed the Day Without Women. Organizers are planning a strike asking women to skip work. The goal is to show society what it would look like without women. There have been some to suggest this idea is somewhat classist, as higher income women with work flexibility can strike while working class and poor women are forced to lose money and possibly their jobs for the action. I would say that women in Congress and the Senate may want to think twice, because you know that those dudes are going to move fast and pass anything related to women's issues when they're not there. You know they're going to do that. We strike. Good. Quick, quick. Birth control. Quick, quick. Mumps. Oh, no. Mumps. The virus is spreading in the area. Three cases at Barrington High School, one in Liberty, Arlington Heights, and Lake Zurich. And they're all looking at a patient as well in an elementary school in Andersonville. Are you sure it's mumps or is it just March? Sure this isn't like senior ditch day? Nobody's figured it out yet? Oh, it's mumps. You took a blood test? Good. Sorry. Is mumps one of those viruses we had under control and now it's back because of Donnie Wahlberg's wife or Twitter or something like that? I didn't really do the research on that. It feels like it, doesn't it? Mumps feels like a 1930s kind of thing. Say, hey, we all have the mumps. One of the rarest animals on the planet, the beaked whale, was finally captured on video. The video shows the majestic whale in its habitat. Then it goes into an LA restaurant and it's putting its fin in a camera's face. Give me space! I think he slapped a paparazzi, too, so the video cut off, so I'm not sure. But lawsuit. A new study says that as more and more Americans become obese, more and more Americans are just giving up. What? They aren't changing to healthy habits or trying to lose that weight. Or may I make an argument that it's the healthy skinny people have truly given up? Huh? Think about that. Topper's Pizza, speaking of. The Topper's Pizza chains throughout Chicagoland just packed up and closed up shop this weekend. Yeah, I guess they did it so quietly that nobody noticed. But then again, who was ordering Toppers that would remember that they ordered Toppers the next day, right? I mean, come on. Come late Saturday night, next Saturday night, you're going to have drunk roommates yelling, I think the website's broke, bro. It's not working. Let's just go get a frozen pizza from the Walgreens. Naples, Florida was named the happiest city in America for the second year running. Beautiful area. Been there many times. But happiest? Well, I guess if happiness is hanging out by the ocean all day, eating dinner at 4 o'clock and being in bed by 7, well, then yeah. They're a regular Bobby McFerrin. They also have a bar where a dude plays acoustic guitar to a karaoke track. So, hey, yeah, that's like the definition of happy, right? Playing Bye Bye Miss American Pie. Happy. In weather, it looks like severe weather's over, but the wind is on its way. Doesn't look like snow this weekend, but it could come Monday. And then it'll probably snow until July. That's probably what's going to happen. In sports, NFL sources say the Bears are going to offer a contract to Tampa Bay Buccaneer backup quarterback Mike Glennon. Free agency starts tomorrow. Glennon was highly touted but really hasn't played in 2 years because he's behind Jameis Winston in Tampa, who was drafted to take, well, Mike Glennon's place. Forgive Bears fans for not being like Super Bowl with this news. Glennon's name just surfaced as a viable free agent in the last couple weeks. He's not even considered the first, second, or third option for free agent quarterbacks. But hey, his last name's not Cutler. So, all right, good job, Bears. We'll take it. Also, WGN Radio's Adam Hoge did a new mock draft, and he has the Bears picking Jabril Peppers with the third pick, the standout at Michigan. He can play safety, linebacker, corner. He can cover in the slot. He can return kicks. Wait a second. Are we talking about a combination of Urlacher and Hester? Yes, please. In. Doesn't matter. Draft him. The Bulls fell apart late last night again. Big loss to the Pistons. Now they're tied for the 7th seed or the 8th seed, whichever way you look at it. They're one air ball away from being on the outside looking in. In other words, Bulls basketball. The World Baseball Classic starts up this weekend. Javi Baez is skipping out on Cubs camp to play for Puerto Rico. He must be so excited and proud to play baseball for his homeland, right? I mean, it's excited. It's every athlete's dream, and don't you dare get hurt or you are dead to us. If you pull a hammy, sir, I don't care where you're from. You're in a spot. You're this close to getting the Garrett's popcorn ad, Javi. Maybe skip the World Baseball Classic. Just saying. Also, a new rule in the MLB this year, no hazing. Well, more specifically, you can't make rookies wear lady clothes. That's like a thing. That's a big thing with baseball teams still. They force their rookies to dress in cheerleading outfits like they're the jocks from Revenge of the Nerds. I agree with the rule. Not because I care about gender discrimination. It's just a really dumb bit. Right? Come on. It's 2017. How awesome. You're in a cheerleader skirt. Oh, man, baseball's so fun. And finally tonight, don't expect Alec Baldwin to play Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner later this month. Trump declined to attend. The media was trying to draft Baldwin to take his place, but Baldwin said no to the invite, and he also hinted that his days are numbered playing the president on Saturday Night Live. That's too bad. But you know what? More from Melissa McCarthy, and you know they're going to do it. That's the carryout for March 7, 2017. Hey, if you come in early tonight, we've got a limited amount of crazy straws for the first 50 customers, you know, to celebrate March Madness. You're welcome. All right, coming up, Madeline Dubeck's going to be here. We'll reboot this week's news in the State House. What happened to the grand bargain? A great piece about how it all broke down at the end of last week. Madeline will be here, and we'll talk state politics on the download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.